I want to see something at them. I want to see us make some progress.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the City of Arroyo Grande City Council meeting for March 25th. And this evening, the council is also convening as the City Redevelopment Agency. Roll call, please.
Council Board Member Guthrie.
Here.
Council Board Member Costello and Arnold are absent tonight. Mayor Pro Tem Fellows.
Here.
And Mayor Chair Farrar.
Here. Item 3 is our flag salute. We're pleased this evening to have the Arroyo Grande Lions Club here that will lead us in the flag salute. And if you would remain standing, Pastor Robert Banker from the Open Door Church is here to lead us in the invocation as well.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Shall we pray? Again, our Heavenly Father, we give thanks for this beautiful day that we can enjoy, and we realize that much of our country is suffering from floods and rains and very difficult weather. We really have something to really enjoy here in the Central Coast. We thank you for those who serve, especially for those who serve our nation, dear Lord, and those of our young people who are gathered around the world in the armed forces and serving our country. And Father, we pray your care over them and watch over them and bring them home safely, we pray. We pray for those who serve the federal government and also the state level. And tonight we come to ask your blessing upon those who serve locally. We pray for the council and for the staff, dear Lord.
A nonprofit in the world sponsoring a number of projects, the largest of which is site conservation. But I'd like to tell you tonight about how I feel about Lions. Just real quickly, and you folks donated a lot of time to your community. We don't nearly put in as much, but during my period of time in the Lions Club, the average Lion will personally be responsible for the site preservation or retention or regaining site for over 70 people, the average Lion. 70 people in the world are going to be able to see because of one Lion's efforts. Not an awful lot in the overall picture of things, but it kind of brings everything into perspective that we do here locally. The local Lions Club does about 70 projects a year, just the 30 guys in the club here locally. So we're very involved in the community, and we always thank you guys very much for your support, too. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you being here, and please come back and join us again. Well, that takes us to item number 5, special presentations. We have none this evening. Item 6 is agenda review. Move that all ordinances presented for introduction or adoption be read in title only and all further readings be waived.
So moved.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 7 is community comments and suggestions. This is an opportunity for any member of the public to come forward and comment on items that are not on this evening's agenda. We would be interested in any observations or suggestions. Once again, items not on this evening's agenda. The Brown Act restricts us from taking any action on those items not posted on this evening's agenda. We would ask you to be mindful of the 3-minute rule. Please state your name. Anyone like to come forward during public comment? Okay, seeing none, we will close item 7 and move to item 8, which is our consent agenda. This is normally a group of items that the council approves in one motion, unless there is an individual item on consent that a member of the council would like to pull for an individual action or a separate vote or clarification. This is also an opportunity for any member of the public to come forward on any item on consent. And this evening, if you're following along on our agenda, those are consent items 8A through 8G. Any member of the public who, again, would like to come forward on a consent item, this would be an opportunity for you to do so. Anyone? Okay, seeing none, we will close public comment on our consent agenda and bring this back to the
council. Miscellaneous members and local police members.
Okay, thank you, Tim. And with that, roll call, please.
Councilmember Guthrie?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Fellows?
Yes.
And Mayor Ferrara?
Yes. Thank you. Item 9, public hearings. We have none this evening. Item 10, continued business. We have none. Item 11 is new business. 11A is consideration of an exclusive negotiation agreement with Destiny International Ventures for hotel development at the vacant parcel owned by the redevelopment agency at Fay and El Camino. Good evening, Rob.
Mayor Ferraro, members of the council, the screen depicts a vacant lot located on Fay Street at El Camino Real. This property has been a subject of an RFP, a request for proposals. There were no responses during the request period. It was extended, and a response came from Destiny International requesting exclusive right to negotiate, inclusive of the paved area to the north, which is owned by the Poland Family Trust, currently containing Beachfront Auto and Francisco's Country Kitchen restaurant. The combination of these two would provide a superior hotel and restaurant site. The proposal before you is an exclusive negotiation agreement for a 6-month period, accommodating the anticipated combination of these two properties. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to respond.
Any questions on this item? Okay. This is not a public hearing, but we also provide an opportunity for the public to come forward on non-hearing items. Anyone would like to come forward on 11A? This would be an opportunity for you to do so. Seeing none, we'll close the public comment and bring this back for discussion. Councilmember Guthrie, we'll start with you.
Well, I think this is sort of indicative of when we looked at this before, that the difficulty of putting together the project on such a small piece of property, and I'm glad to see that that we found some people who are interested in negotiating with the adjoining property owners to try to put this together. So I'm certainly in favor of it.
Okay. Thank you. Councilmember Fellows.
I also am in favor of it. I just want to remind staff and myself and so on that the design hopefully will be sensitive to the homeowners across Fay Street. For example, attractive architectural detailing, dense landscaping. If cars are going to be parked facing...
design concept are taken into consideration. And I think once... this moves forward and we can actually see the drawings develop, the concepts develop. I'm hopeful that the residents there will be much more encouraged by that new design. So I'm in favor of this moving forward with this development agreement, and hopefully what will come out is something that will benefit the community and residents and everyone involved. So I can support this as well. And with that, we'll do a roll call. Or no, I need a motion. I'm sorry.
Mayor Ferrara, I move that we that the City Council and the RDA Board of Directors approve the proposed exclusive negotiation agreement with South Destiny International Ventures.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Discussion. Hearing none. Roll call now.
Mayor Pro Tem, Vice Chair Fellows.
Yes.
Council Board Member Guthrie.
Yes.
Mayor Chair Ferrara.
Yes. Thank you. That takes us to item 12, City Council Reports. I'll go first. SLOCOG did not meet last month. However, the SLORTA Board did meet, and we are encountering some difficulty with the transition from the operators of SLORTA right now, and it's certainly not their fault. We had some real difficulty with the maintenance of our bus fleet, and we're still sort of feeling the pain and the bite from trying to catch up and making sure that those buses are safe to operate as a public conveyance. So we've had to go down and or go out and chase down some lease vehicles so that we can keep our routes intact. It's been a real challenge. We had no idea until we changed our transit manager. We had no idea that the maintenance issue was going to be so so much of a problem, but it certainly materialized in that form. The South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District has met twice. I've attended those meetings. The sewer treatment plant is operating just fine. We're looking right now at capital improvements in the future to keep the plant sort of ahead of the demand. the Briscoe Halcyon Highway 101 Interchange Project Subcommittee that were present for that. That concludes my report. We'll move to Mayor Pro Tem.
The South County Youth Coalition and the Water Resources Advisory Committee meet about a week apart. And during that week, I was out of town on vacation, so I have nothing to report at this time.
Okay. We'll move down to Councilmember Guthrie.
SCAT did meet. We had very similar issues to Slaughter's issues with the maintenance of the buses, some significant expense in bringing the bus. We didn't have to lease buses, but we did have to spend quite a bit of money to bring them up to par based on sort of the deteriorating condition with the previous contractor. We think we've turned the corner there, at least our understanding from the transit managers that we have. We're still having some issues with the connection with the RTA buses, partly related to the problems you were talking about. But we are working through this hookup. I think one of the more controversial deals has been the in front of the factory outlet where the two bus systems meet up there, that the infrastructure that we need to put in there to handle four buses at a time isn't in place yet, but will be. They've now got the bid, came in actually pretty low, and we're looking at that getting done the next couple of months. And then I think that'll solve most of the problems. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you. That takes us to item 13, City Council Member Items. Anything tonight? Not indicating anything.
No.
Acting City Manager, anything this evening?
Nothing this evening, Ms. Mayor.
Okay. That will take us to item 15, Council Communication. Any correspondence or comments?
Just one real quick one, just to point out, if you guys didn't see it in the paper, the city was awarded the Safe Routes to School money for the for the Paulding project. So I think we're looking forward to getting that engineered and be pretty aggressive to get it done by this summer, by next fall, but it's always possible.
Okay. And staff communication, anything this evening?
Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to let you and the council know that we will be out on Farrell tomorrow, paving Farrell Avenue. They're going to take and do the whole stretch of the project from Halcyon all the way to the west end of the project in one shot. So hopefully tomorrow afternoon it'll be all completed. And then striping on Grand Avenue, we're going to do that next Monday, mm-hmm. Just to let you know.
Okay, very good. Anything else? All right, then we'll move to item 17. This is our final community comments and suggestions. Any member of the audience would like to come forward, comment on any item, whether